Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
No problem, mine. Welcome back to the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Best way to do it. And really the best way to do it is get informed. Then do it. All right, so I've been saying that. Well, I've said this a half dozen times. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Right? Mike Lindell has done everything he can to help us out. He's done everything he can to make things better for, you know, for some of us. And, you know, here's a guy that if you go ahead and you patronize, some of you don't know what that means, but if you buy stuff from his store, you buy stuff from his company, it goes, not only does it go back in the economy, he pays U.S. taxes, he keeps U.S. employees working, they're paying payroll taxes in the system, so the government can blow the money. Come on, let's just be honest about it. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, you'll save a boatload. You'll save, you know, 50, 60%. Sometimes you get a 2-for-1. Depends on the item. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to call in, you got something to say, say it. Get informed and say it. You know, it's interesting how Nancy Pelosi yelled forever from the top of her lungs that no one is above the law, right? President Trump has to follow the law. You have to follow the law. You can't be breaking the law. Wisconsin Election Commission announced that they'll ignore new ruling and allow their clerks to cure and count incompleted mail-in ballots. Unreal, right? Now, these are Republican lawmakers. So they voted in Wisconsin to suspend the Wisconsin Election Commission rule that allows state clerks to fill in and correct ballots with incorrect or missing information, simply so they can be counted. Look, if this is such a sacred thing, if voting is such a big deal, such a sacred thing to you and all those people that they say we're not allowing to vote with them, why can't they take the time to do it right? Right? The WEC rule has been in effect since 2016 and allowed clerks to cure mail-in ballot information without contacting voters first. Earlier in the week, the Joint Committee for Review and Administrative Rules of Wisconsin, they voted along party lines 6-4 to suspend the WEC practice, clearly allowed for the likelihood of fraudulent votes to be counted. Now, the Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules voted along party lines to suspend Wisconsin's Election Commission rule that would have directed clerks on the steps they must take to fix missing or incorrect information. Look, here's the thing that bothers me about all this. So we as Republicans are always screaming about the rule of law. Follow the law, do the law. Unlike the hypocrites on the other side that always say, nobody's above the law, but yet they keep breaking the law. So how do you fix this? How do you make it work without breaking the law? Now, unless you're going to tell me that the Wisconsin Election Commission doesn't have a right to make these kind of rules, then all right, so be it. I haven't heard that argument, though. Really, that I haven't heard the argument. So Wisconsin, make the law, put it out there, and then force them to fall in line. Otherwise, you're no better than the other side. That's just kind of what I keep saying. So now here, I get to go down the road where people get really mad at me for talking like this. But there's a video that I was watching. I don't know if some of you saw this. It was body cam footage that showed a four-year-old pulling a gun and shooting at cops during an arrest. Now, let me repeat that because I know you don't believe it. Yes, a four-year-old pulling a gun, shooting slash threatening cops. Now, there was a shocking incident caught on police body cameras. A four-year-old boy pulled a gun, opened fire on police while they were in the process of arresting a 27-year-old man outside of McDonald's. This happened in southern Utah. Yeah, let that sink in. After police were able to regain control of the situation, the young child identified the man as his father. Now, the boy said he used the... Now, see, here's the thing. If they had shot that little boy, I'm not saying shot him dead, but if they had shot that little boy or even shot at him, they would have been crucified. But yet he had a weapon. No matter how old he was, he had a weapon in his hand that could take the life of others. Police were called by terrified workers because the perpetrator, Sedat Johnson, was brandishing a gun at the drive-thru. Why? Because they made a mistake on his order. That's the kind of society we've become. This is not new. You guys have heard this a million times. Now we get to totally lose it when somebody makes a mistake. Anyway, again, just amazing. So, according to Utah police, Johnson reportedly had two children, aged 3 to 4, in the car with him at the time. We'll do more of this inside the break. A four-year-old picking up a gun and pulling the trigger. I can't even imagine what that must have been like. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and
exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Good to see you, host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got something to say? Get something off your chest? Tell me where I'm wrong. Or tell me how great I am. That's good, too. I'll go with that as well. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, so as I was explaining, we were talking about how the Wisconsin Election Commission announced that they're going to ignore a new ruling and allow clerks to cure and count incomplete mail-in ballots. But according to Nancy Pelosi, nobody should be above the law. This is ridiculous. Really. If we can decide what laws we want to follow or not, then what's the big whoop? Right? No big deal. Anyway, I want to finish that one up. The body cam. Back to the body cam one. We saw this wonderful, wonderful person that apparently allowed his 4-year-old to grab a gun and start shooting at cops. Now, the place took place, the incident took place earlier this year in Utah, which I was quite surprised. Now, when the police arrived, they made contact with Johnson while he was still sitting in his car outside a fast food restaurant. He was mad they got his order. This is where we've come to. I think that's the road I was trying to go down. We've come to the point now when we get mad, we're allowed to lose our minds, lose our cool, and do whatever we want to do with the person working the window, right? That's okay. Now, the police asked Johnson to get out of the car. Johnson knew what he did. He wouldn't roll down the window. He wouldn't get out of the car. He wouldn't do anything. So what does that mean? Do we just let it go? Yeah, hang on, he's not going to comply, so we'll just go do something else. No. He refused to comply again when they asked him to unlock the car door. Police eventually smashed the window and pulled him out of the car. As the officers were detaining Johnson, all they wanted to do was talk to him, really. One officer could be heard yelling gun just before shots were fired. Can you imagine the officers turning around after hearing that, hearing the shots fired, and not even thinking to look at the 4-year-old that was right off to their left? They pulled their guns, they turned around, they told them to drop the gun. They realized the shots were fired by a 4-year-old. How would you like to be in that position? What do you do? Utah police released the video. It's pretty interesting. This is while the police were struggling to arrest the man. Now, the man faces multiple charges, including child abuse. Good. The child told police that he had picked up the gun and fired because he saw them taking his daddy away. Johnson claimed to have blacked out during the argument with the drive-thru staff and didn't remember pulling out the gun. But the video tells a different story. But that's not the story. The story is the 4-year-old in diapers pulling the trigger of a gun. Now, although you think this incident may be unprecedented, that young children being violent towards police officers is not. It's becoming, you're seeing it happen more and more often. You're seeing it happen. Where are the parents in all of this? That's what I always say. Where are the parents? What have they taught? What have they taught their kids? Police officers bad. Do everything you can to stop them. Really? Pretty scary, don't you think? Here's another story where the hypocrisy of the left just shines. You know, I mean, somebody's commenting in the chat room. I got to tell you, I can't imagine. Can you imagine turning around and just firing because you're trying to protect yourself and you follow police officers and you find out it's a 4-year-old you shot? That's got to screw with your head. And not only that, where are the parents? I mean, I shouldn't say it that way. What are they teaching the kid? What are they teaching those kids about police officers? Right? Ridiculous. So, you know, as they say on the left, The globe is plunging into an energy crisis. Well, what I would say is a manufactured energy crisis. These green ESG funds, they're purchasing oil stocks. So they want to go green, they want to get away from fossil fuels, yet they're buying stocks in fossil fuels. Isn't that great? So in the face of this unprecedented global energy shortage, thanks to this whole green agenda that they're trying to push on us, that we're not ready for. Not even that. We're not mentally ready for it. We're not physically ready for it. We don't have the infrastructure for it. California, the green fools state, is having brownouts. It's telling people not to charge their cars. not to charge their tools. I mean, there's so many things you're telling you not to do that have to do with the grid. How are they going to keep up if they go the direction they're going? No garden tools that are run by gas. I think it's by next year or the year after. No gasoline vehicles sold in the state after 2035. Everything has to be electric. No natural gas stoves, ovens, any of that. All electric. Yet you have a grid that can't handle it. I don't know what it's going to take to wake them up. I don't think they'll ever wake up, frankly. At least I don't. The Green Gift has entered a phase two, as climate warriors, I mean, they're just loving this. And they're capitalizing on the crippled markets. And they're starting to cash out, but they're trying to do it quietly. According to Zero Hedge, ESG investors, particularly in Europe, are now embracing fossil fuel investments. Because that area is where the market outperforms expectations. The investments will increase over the coming months because they know that it's just going to keep rising. Right? Now, before 2022, this is interesting, there had been a grand total of zero ESG funds invested. So nobody from ESG invested in these funds. And all of a sudden, bang, got up 30% alone this year. Just amazing. What do they know? We don't know. And I thought fossil fuels were bad. Right? Apparently not that bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We come back, we're going to look at, DHS watchdog opening a claim, criminal investigation into the Secret Service for deleting January 6th text messages. I wonder what that's all about. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The illegal immigrant accused of raping a 10-year-old Ohio girl who traveled to Indiana to have an abortion is being indicted. Gerson Fuentes was indicted Thursday by a Franklin County grand jury on two rape charges. The 27-year-old was arrested after he confessed to the police. The Senate is moving forward with a slimmed-down version of the CHIPS Act, which aims to increase U.S. production of critical semiconductor chips. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, touts the benefits of the bill.
In the long run, our bipartisan CHIPS bill will ease semiconductor supply chain woes, increase domestic inventory of chips, and thus help lower costs on all sorts of products that rely on chips to work.
Chip manufacturers initially raised concerns about the disproportionate amount of funding going to Intel. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. As I said, be part of the solution. DHS Watchdog has opened a criminal investigation in the Secret Service for deleting January 6th text messages. Right? The Department of Homeland Security has decided to look into this, and that's according to CNBC. The Secret Service was notified of the investigation on Wednesday. They were ordered to stop its internal forensic probe into the erased text messages. Now, as reported earlier, the Secret Service was accused of deleting text messages from January 5th and January 6th by the agency's watchdog. The Secret Service told the January 6th committee that it has no new text messages related to the Capitol, to the Capitol protest, after it turned over documents and data. Now, Democrat Representative Stephanie Murphy told MSNBC that the committee didn't receive the data it wanted. No, it didn't write. No kidding. They didn't get what they wanted to hang the president. That's the problem. They didn't get what they perceived it would say, or something they could twist to make it say what they want to say. The Secret Service released a statement Thursday evening on the latest attack from the DHS watchdog. They went on to say that we've informed the January 6th Select Committee of the Inspector General's request and will conduct a thorough legal review to ensure we are fully cooperative with all oversight. Sure. Now, the Department of Homeland Security's internal watchdog, yeah, they're supposed to jump on these things pretty quick, but what can I tell you? Now, the House Select Committee that's investigating, well, the Joe Committee, I don't know, what do you want to call it? Give me a name, will you? The committee that's investigating the Capitol riot. Right? They issued a subpoena to the Secret Service seeking text messages after learning from the Inspector General that messages from January 5th and 6th, 2021, had been erased. Now, they're claiming it was because of the result of device replacement. that all devices got replaced after, you know, I guess it's a common thing. The committee said the Secret Service may have violated federal records-keeping law in deleting the messages. Well, look, this is not uncommon. Didn't that happen to Hillary Clinton with her email server? Remember that? Didn't it happen to some of the agents that were working around her that were told to save certain things, and that didn't happen either? Has that happened across the country when certain judges have told, you know, election commissions to save the ballots and they didn't? I'm just trying to understand. Secret Service denied the accusation, said all the request text messages had been saved. The insinuation that the Secret Service maliciously deleted these messages is false. Period. What else is I going to say? Yeah, we did it. We don't like you. Too bad. Deal with it. You know, the wonderful thing about this country, what used to be one of the most wonderful things about this country, was the fact that the rule of law existed. You could depend on the fact that nobody, truly nobody, was above the law. You could depend on that. You could depend on the fact, right, that everybody, rich or poor, was going to be treated the same. Republican or Democrat was going to be treated the same, to a big degree. That is like a dot in the rearview mirror now. The Democrats have done a great job at weaponizing the IRS, of weaponizing the FBI, of weaponizing these groups that are supposed to be clean. They're supposed to be agencies we can trust and rely on. Somebody sent me this story earlier. I had to kind of giggle about it, right? Feds are considering charges against Hunter Biden. Really? No. I'm not saying that to get you excited. I'm almost saying there's a joke. Really? You really believe that? Hunter Biden skirted Lady Justice for much of his life, right? What's he been nailed on, if anything? That's right, nothing. But that might be about to change. Maybe, because multiple news agencies are reporting that the Justice Department is nearing a critical juncture in their investigation. But we heard this. We heard this along with Hillary Clinton. They were there, remember? They were closing in on her. And got nothing. Bupkis. This is crazy. Look at Durham's investigation. He had it too. What happened? Nothing. They're not going to be able to get any conviction. Look, there's no way they're going to get a conviction in a D.C. grand jury when the majority of those people are hardcore left-wingers. You're looking at bringing tax charges as well as false statements related to a gun that Hunter Biden bought during a crime. During the time that he now says he was struggling with drug addiction. It's just amazing, isn't it? Federal investigation into Hunter Biden's business activities is getting close to coming to an end. But I really, seriously, with everything they probably found, you're not going to read it here. You're not going to read it in any investigation. With everything they probably found in his laptop, in some of the information that they got, because you realize that some of these pundits are turning this up. The feds have this. Secret Service have it. What are they doing with it? The only thing, remember, the only thing they brought Capone down on was tax evasion. My God. Just amazing. I find all of this amazing. I'm sorry. Right? Let me see. Tax evasion, tax violations, false statements in connection with the purchase of a firearm. What do you think he'll get? He's been making millions and millions and millions of dollars. What do you think he'll get? Like a $100,000 fine, slap on the wrist? What do you think? They're all, they're all making a big deal out of it on the left. Like, look, nobody's, come on. This is the best they can do. Any federal charges would not be connected to the behavior documented on the younger Biden's laptop. CNN reports that the Justice Department investigation initially focused on Hunter Biden's financial and business activities. dating back to when Joe Biden was vice president. But investigators say they have examined a swath of broader conduct, including whether Hunter Biden and associates violated money laundering, campaign finance, tax, foreign lobbying. You know, maybe this is what they'll use to get Joe Biden to step down. Tell them that they're going to be willing, they'd be willing to drop all this, let it go, forget about the whole thing. Just step down, Joe. Here's the script. Step down. And they, I don't know, what do you think with Camilla? She's not going to call any of the shots herself. You know who she's going to be relying on for information. Neither one of them would be real president, Joey B. or Camilla. Steve Bannon today, just amazing. Can he get a fair trial? Because the shows, the polls show different. Many polls believe that that these juries are extremely biased towards Democrats. They're tainted because of what they've seen in the news in other places. I don't know how you're going to get a free trial, right? He's being brought in for contempt of Congress. He's in the same building. The jury selection also commenced for the case of January 6th defendant, Matthew Bledsoe. Now, Bledsoe is being charged with multiple crimes for walking into the Capitol. I still am at a loss in this. Some of you guys might be smarter than I am. We saw the video. We saw the video of the Capitol Police pulling up the gates, pulling back the gates, ushering people in, pointing for a direction for them to go in, and that seemed to be okay. Not a problem. Right? Yeah, I told you, they're smarter than I am in the chat room. He's not going to get a fair trial. He can't. There's just no way. Now, according to the courtroom observer, Gabriel Garcia, the jury pool for both men were comprised of a cast of mostly far-left liberals who admitted to getting their news from CNN only. Yeah, that's who I want, a jury against me. That'll work out well. Jump to your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are now. We are back. Good to be your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to. Be part of the solution, right? Have something to work with, have truth on your side, and don't be afraid to share it. Talking about the whether Steve Bannon can get a real, honest shot at justice. Worked for Trump. Right? There's no way. Worked for Trump. They want him to hang Trump. And he's not going to do it. I don't believe he's going to do it anyway. He's not going to be able to get a jury that's really going to be, yeah, you heard me. I know some of you going, oh, here we go. It's in D.C., all right? I mean, these grand juries, you should be able to indict a ham sandwich. It's a joke. And yet, with all the information that John Durham have, we haven't been able to get anybody. Right? They haven't been able to indict anybody. It's ridiculous. If it's the other way around, it'd be a whole different story, I'm sure. And I wonder what it would take to get a change of venue, because even though it's supposed to be a jury of your peers, and that's why they choose the jury pool from your local area, this is not, this is a wide country federal scenario, if you would. Why not bring people to heck? We're bringing illegals in from all over the place, putting them up in hotels. California, they're bringing in people that want abortions, going to pay for those. We can't bring in jurors from all over the country, get a good mix. I mean, there's a, that would be a shock and a half if that something like that ever happened. Anyway, multi-independent polls show that there's no way jury pool is damaged far beyond repair. One study actually conducted by the Federal Public Defender's Office flat out made it clear that the January 6th defendants will not get a fair trial in Washington, D.C. And the Justice Department is fully aware of these several, you know, different surveys. But they refuse to move the venue of any of the defendants. They're violating their constitutional rights. There has to be a harder push for this. Right? The jury pools for both men in this case were mostly far-left liberals. They admitted to getting the news from CNN. They made their statement like what happened on January 6th is a stain on America's history and admitted they could not be fair and impartial jurors. Interestingly enough, most were still chosen. Two veterans and a military worker that were being considered for jurors for the Bledsoe case were immediately struck by the prosecution and didn't make the jury. Gee, I wonder why that is. In the case of Bledsoe's jury selection, what I saw with my own very own eyes, she said, and heard are potential jurors that are mostly biased towards what happened on January 6th, not just for Bledsoe's actions, but for his political beliefs. The final 12 jurors and two alternates got sworn in. It seemed like they were looking at a panel that would sit around the table at MSNBC. It is not a jury of your peers. I mean, it's not right, it's not fair. The most shocking thing that this reporter noticed was how Chief Justice Beryl Howell kept pushing forward potential jurors that clearly answered that they could not remain impartial and put their feelings aside, make a decision based on evidence clearly. So the juror said, I'm already tainted. I already know what I believe. I probably won't be able to be impartial. And wow. The judge said, well, that's good enough for me. Apparently, the Obama-appointed Judge Howell was rehabilitating jurors who initially expressed an inability to be impartial. I guess he was going to work with them as he went. Those jurors blatantly said they could not be impartial to agree that they were capable of ignoring their biases in order to salvage them for the jury until finally agreed under the pressure. They were asked 5 or 6 or 7 times. Right? Think about that. That's not how it usually happens in a jury pool selection. A lot of times it's kind of like, well, are you sure you won't be able to put it aside? No, Your Honor, I'm not going to be able to. I'm just stuck. I've been like this all my life. All right, well, you're dismissed. No, not in this case. No, they were told to go work on it. You're going to have to be. You're going to have to work on it, and that's in order. Oh, yeah, okay, no problem. These people aren't going to be able to ignore their biases. They're human beings. This contamination is so deep, it's been sold to these people so much in that D.C. area, who are heavy-duty, majority, left-wing, I'll be nice, left-wing people. You know, the January 6th Unselect Committee, and Biden, they have made sure that this constitutional right has been stripped. We don't have constitutional rights anymore. Look at what's being done to us. Look at some of the things that are being shoved down on us. Look what's being done to us. Don't tell me that we've got constitutional rights, that everything's fine, the rule of law still stands, because it doesn't. I mean, seriously, it does not. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Middle school teacher showed up to meet a 14-year-old student. Instead was greeted by a military veteran. I think that's fantastic. Scare the crap out of him. There's some sick people, some. There's a lot of sick people out there. Right? Another example of them, one, it's just a middle school teacher. I think especially a teacher around kids does something like this, they should be fire tainted and put in jail immediately, if not sooner. Remember that old show, To Catch a Predator? Right? They would set these people up, make them believe that they were, I don't know, 14, 15-year-old girls. And then when they show up at the house, they find a whole team of reporters in the sheriff's department there. Now, this sick individual was set up to meet with an underage 14-year-old student, but a military veteran was there instead, which is great. And it's great to see these scumbags go down. It really is. These jerks. They always pretend like they had no idea what they were signing up for. And then the veteran pulls out the exact things he said to the minor before agreeing to meet up. So, I mean, you've got it there. You've got it black and white. It's just with a recent response, you know, to the overturning of Roe versus Wade, you would think that most of these things going down, people would be more cautious. Or do they think that they're still going to find a way to get these kids an abortion if they do something wrong? Yeah, I know. I went a little off task here, but I was thinking, how many of these guys just don't care? Because before it was easy to get this thing done, get abortions done, should something go wrong. But these criminals should be locked up, put away for a long time. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Hey, did you guys catch last week when Pelosi was asked about Trump running in 2024, right? Democrats still quake. I think they have a heart attack. They still quake at the thought that former President Donald Trump might run for president again. They're doing everything in their power to destroy him, to take him down. My buddy says it's like a stubborn weed. Never really goes away even when you pluck it out. Right? He just keeps coming back. What I love about this, though, is that it's really freaking out Nancy Pelosi. Did you guys catch last week when the reporters asked how Speaker Pelosi, what impact it would have on the Democrats if Trump ran in 2024? Right? She starts to shake. She grabs a cup of water. She starts to drink out of the water. And she's shaking. And then she slurred a whole bunch of words. Oh, that's not going to happen. Goes, no. Nope. She wouldn't even say his name. Did you notice that? Well, wouldn't say his name at all. Anyway, this is how petrified they are. Now, I know some of you don't agree with. I even have some of my friends who are kind of upset at me because they're going, look, I can't believe you want him back again. I want him to come in as a cleanup man. I want 4 years of him if he does it. If he doesn't do it, then I'm, you know, I'd have no respect for the man. But he should put somebody behind him that can step up. And I'd really freak them all out. You know what I would do if I was him? Pick a VP like, I don't know, Kristi Noem, Ron DeSantis. I don't know if he would do it. But pick one that we all like and trust. And what you do is he goes in there, gets reelected, and he truly cleans house for 3 years. Right? Make sure that people get pick the right people, get them in jail, fire them if they don't do the right job, and then resign at the end of 3 years. All right? And the VP becomes president, and we'll have 9 years of cleanup after that. Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us as well.